You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is David John, Senior Research Fellow at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. We want to get his thoughts as the Federal Reserve, as well as banks around the world, simultaneously cut interest rates in an effort to boost consumer confidence and stabilize a jittery global economy. And David, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks very much for having me.
It seemed as though Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Fed, hinted about this on Tuesday. So what is the impact of this rate cut, not only here in the U.S., but the fact that it was done simultaneously around the world?
Well, I believe the most important part of it is the fact that it was done around the world. And what this signaled was very clearly that all of the central banks in the world, at least in the major economies, are very concerned about the current situation, and they're willing to work together to do whatever it takes to get things turned around.
And then in terms of the timing of this, some have said this shows desperation on the part of the Fed. Others say this is a shrewd decision at the present time, given the crisis we're in. How do you read it?
Well, I think that this is more shrewd than desperation. Admittedly, virtually everything else has been tried, and this was pretty much the last of the policy options that they had left. But at the same time, it takes time to work out things with a number of different central banks. And because this is all being done at the same time, it meets the needs pretty much of everyone. It averages out as to what's best for any individual country. And again, it sends a very definite signal to the markets of the world that this is being taken seriously, the situation that is, and that it's time to resolve the situation.
David, who is this rate cut aimed at primarily? Is it folks who are thinking about taking out a loan that they will do it now that they have lower interest rates? Is it for banks to try and shore them up? Is it investors? Who is this mainly targeting?
This is mainly targeting financial institutions, so letting them know that if they choose to start to lend, or if they choose to start to borrow, because the Federal Reserve's rate cut was actually aimed more at financial institutions that are borrowing from the Fed, that the money will be there, and the money will be there at a very low cost. So therefore, it's a very low-risk move should these banks and financial institutions start to lend. What they're trying to do is to get financial institutions and others to stop sitting on big piles of cash and start to move it around like the economy really needs in order to fully operate. And again, this is a major signal to them that they can start lending. They can start lending at a very low price. And if they need to find further stores of liquidity, money, that it'll be available to them.
What do we know, if anything tangible, about how much lending has dropped off in the past few months?
We know that it has dropped off substantially. The biggest item for corporate finance is something called commercial paper, which is an IOU. It's not backed by any particular asset. And those are issued for everything from overnight to roughly 9 months in length. And recently, the commercial paper market has shrunk terribly. And this makes it exceedingly hard for any company to get the funds that it needs to operate day to day. What typically happens with commercial paper is that a company has its revenues coming in at different times, whenever its biggest sales times of the year are, but they've got to pay their bills 12 months of the year. So what they do to even out their cash flow is they buy and use commercial paper so that they have the cash available, and then they pay it off when they get the cash flow back. If they don't have the commercial paper, then they can't pay their bills, and in some cases that includes salaries.
We're talking with David John of the Heritage Foundation. And David, given the lower interest rates now, they're already pretty low, that plus the fact that we're seeing massive foreclosure rates, is this a great time to buy, or are there still a lot of danger spots out there?
Well, I think as far as houses, this is getting to be a pretty good time to buy. If an individual can get a loan and they see a house they like at the price that they want, this is probably the time to move. As far as other types of buying, if you look at the various stocks, bonds, and investments, they're pretty close to record low prices, at least for recently. And somebody at some point is going to decide that the market has dropped about all it has or it needs to drop. And at that point, they're going to jump back into the market, and somebody is going to make a very tidy profit as a result.
And then in terms of how you know you can afford what you would like to afford, what ducks should you have in a row before you enter into such a huge investment?
Well, there, as far as houses and that sort of thing, there are actually calculators on the web that will tell you the full cost of a house, because it's not just the mortgage. It also includes things like escrow, which is taxes and things like that. And then you have upkeep. One of the biggest differences that a new renter, or a former renter rather, would discover if they bought a house is that they can't call the super and have the bathroom sink fixed. They've got to do it themselves. And that costs money, and you need to have a little bit of money set aside for that.
David, just about 30 seconds left here. We've seen, as you've already mentioned in a couple different ways, significant action taken by the Fed this week. What else may be on the horizon, if anything?
Well, this should be pretty much it. The one thing that might be on the horizon still is an announcement that the FDIC is going to put money directly into banks on a case-by-case basis to help boost their capital standards. But other than that, it's a matter of getting over the fear and getting back on with business.
David, very complicated things to understand. Thanks for helping us understand them very well today.
Oh, thanks very much.
David John, Senior Research Fellow at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. This is Dateline Washington.